The second years were given something new to think about during their Easter holidays. The time had come to choose their subjects for the third year, a matter that Hermione at least took very seriously.
"It could affect our whole future,"
she told Harry and Ron as they pored over lists of new subjects, marking them with checks.
"I just want to give up potions," said Harry.
"We can't," said Ron gloomily. "We keep all our old subjects, or I'd have ditched Defense Against the Dark Arts."
"But that's very important," said Hermione, shocked.
"Not the way Lockhart teaches it," said Ron. "I haven't learnt anything from him except not to set pixies loose." Neville Longbottom had been sent letters from all the witches and wizards in his family, all giving him different advice on what to choose. Confused and worried, he sat reading the subject lists with his tongue poking out, asking people whether they thought arithmancy sounded more difficult than the study of ancient runes. Dean Thomas, who, like Harry, had grown up with muggles, ended up closing his eyes and jabbing his wand at the list, then picking the subjects it landed on. Hermione took nobody's advice, but signed up for everything. Harry smiled grimly to himself at the thought of what Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia would say if he tried to discuss his career in wizardry with them. Not that he didn't get any guidance. Percy Weasley was eager to share his experience.
"Depends where you want to go, Harry," he said. "It's never too early to think about the future, so I'd recommend divination. People say muggle studies is a soft option, but I personally think wizards should have a thorough understanding of the non-magical community, particularly if they're thinking of working in close contact with them. Look at my father. He has to deal with muggle business all the time. My brother Charlie was always more of an outdoor type, so he went for care of magical creatures." "Play to your strengths, Harry."
But the only thing Harry felt he was really good at was Quidditch. In the end, he chose the same new subjects as Ron, feeling that if he was lousy at them, at least he'd have someone friendly to help him.